This Thursday will mark 24 years since the September 11th attacks in New York City, Washington, D.C., and Shanksville, Pennsylvania, which changed America and the world forever. It was a day of total evil perpetrated in the name of Satan. This is because Satan has dominion over the earthly, is what we're told in 1 John chapter 5, verse 19. We know that we are of God, and the whole world lies under the sway of the wicked one. Pretty much leaves nothing to doubt, does it? Jesus also gives us a, let's call it a more wide view of who Satan is on earth and what will become of him. This is in John chapter 12, verse 31. Now is the judgment of this world, and now the ruler of this world will be cast out. Satan wasn't finished with his work of evil on that one day. He has continued to create turmoil with his lies about that day. And we call them, right, conspiracies. Well, thankfully, fewer people continue to believe the numerous 9/11 conspiracies. There are those still today who do the work of Satan by keeping those conspiracies alive. Now, am I being harsh when I refer to conspiracy believers that way? Let's turn to the words of Jesus in John chapter 8, verse 44. You are of your father, the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it. And by the way, their fate, which they're blind to, is revealed to us in Revelation chapter 21, verse 8. But the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Yet in spite of that, God's strength, his light and love, cut through all of the darkness poured out by Satan on that day, staying in John. This is what's established in John chapter 1, verse 5. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. Now, what exactly is the light of God? Well, it depends on what's happening and what's needed. There's the courage that we saw committed by so many that day. This courage was displayed by those we expected from, as well as those that we didn't, or first responders, as is so often said, are the fearless souls who run toward danger, while others run away to safety. They certainly lived up to that belief, with all risking and many losing their lives. There are those today who, though still with us, suffer from, as we all well know, serious medical issues. Then there were those who stepped up in courage who were not obligated to do really more than care about their own peace and well-being. Clearest example of this are the 40 passengers on United Flight 93. When they realized what was taking place, they stepped up to take control of the plane, which most believe was heading to the White House, and instead caused it to crash into a field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. These men and women demonstrated the empowerment that comes from God's word and promise that we read in Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, as well as what's revealed to us in Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6. Be strong and of good courage. Do not fear nor be afraid of them. For the Lord your God, he is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. September 11th, 2001, created pain, sense of loss, which flourishes with survivors to this day. If that's you, my prayer is that you will either remind yourself or come to an understanding that the loved one who was taken from you in the physical sense that day has really not left you. Comfort for ourselves and relief for our loved ones, that comes to us from Paul in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 18. And the Lord will deliver me from every evil work and preserve me for his heavenly kingdom. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen. And just to wrap up here, there's really no more pure way to healing than through our healer, Jesus, and his words, which we find in Matthew chapter 10, verse 28. And do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul.